This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio and on the bench. And he joins us tonight. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Oklahoma City. We had a charitable event called the Bowtie Ball to raise money for Fields. And Bob Stoops was the speaker. And I got to tell you, it's like, you know, the Pope at the Vatican. He talked about his resignation and the fact that he left the team in good hands. And they look pretty good. Talking to everybody, it looks like this may be their year. I'm not sure they could beat Clemson, but they sure can beat Georgia.
So you like them over Georgia then? And who do you like in the other game?
I think Clemson over Bama, although – you know, it's still too early to tell, right? We got a whole month, and a lot can change in a month. But I think Miami comes from behind, plays well against Wisconsin, gets voted into the final game, and wins the national championship.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking, because I was just going to say, wait, isn't Miami playing in this game?
Yeah. Well, Clemson had a little bit to do with that. What do you think? Have we talked since that?
We talked about it after. Yeah, I said that 38-3 is better than 58-0.
Well, barely. Yeah, except the stakes were a little higher this time, right? So you saw Mark Richt on the sideline. I guess what he said is, we're not in your class yet. Well, maybe, but I don't know. His recruiting class is getting better, so we'll see. So ready for the bowl games. I'm going to go Wisconsin, the Miami-Wisconsin game. Going to go to Virginia Tech. That'll be a good game. Going to go to Northwestern Kentucky. There are some pretty good matchups, even though you realize this year there are 14 teams in the bowls that are 6-6.
Who's Va Tech playing that you're going to see? He doesn't even know. It's just,
no.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
Well, that's the point. I can go look it up. Do we care?
No.
It's in Orlando.
No, we don't.
It's on the 28th in Orlando.
There you go.
Oklahoma State.
Oh, that'll actually be a good game. I have no idea. How will Virginia Tech stop that offense of Oklahoma State?
They won't. So it'll be 56-54, be one of those kind of games.
Sounds good. By the way, the Broncos just beat the Colts 25-13, and the ratings for that game tonight on Thursday Night Football will be terrible.
Three people watched, I'm sure. Two that didn't know how to change the channel, and then maybe, you know, somebody else.
Me.
I don't know.
I had it on.
Hey, so here's the thing. Do you remember Ricky Davis? You don't remember him. He was the slowest safety in the history of the world. He played on that Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I remember him, yeah.
All right, he just texted me, and of course he's a big Bama fan, he just texted me saying, not in your life, 2 years in a row? Yes, on your life. And, you know, the defense, Ricky, you better get back there and teach those guys how to play defense, because it's that secondary. Let's see what happens. I'll get another text.
All right, there you go. Right. So the fifth, I hope, Merry Christmas to Ricky. Anyway, let's do the 15 to watch. And we're going to break this in two, because we'll do the update at the bottom of the hour. So we'll start with this. You know, obviously, we talked about the championship game and everything else, but the defending national champ Clemson has seen a similar trend with spikes in website visits and application submissions coming immediately after the win over Alabama. So bottom line is this exposure for these schools is priceless.
Yeah, some of the schools more than others. So, for example, Georgia hadn't been in this playoff, so yes, obviously. I'm here in Oklahoma City. That's all they're talking about. The answer is yes, especially Lincoln Riley. And Clemson, the enrollment's gone up. The applications have gone up. The tuition has gone up. And, of course, that's a big deal. Alabama, been there, done that. It still goes up, but it's the dynasty in protecting their position. You know, I put in the report about TCU. They're not going to the championship, but they had 6,000 applications for 1,600 spots. In 2000, before they won the Rose Bowl, then they triple, and now it's 26,000 applications. It's not only just football, but they're saying that it had something to do with it.
How about all these gift baskets these kids get in these bowl games? They're worth up to $550. That's pretty nice swag.
Nice swag. But the bottom line is you can also supplement that with $400 with your school, another $400 for the conference, and for the two teams that go to the championship, it's times two. So you can get $5,600 of swag for going. Yet, if you're in a regular season game and you take an extra pack of mustard off the counter, then you are threatened to lose your eligibility. How about that?
So you were at the bow tie ball tonight. Is it like, and so it's actually, he speaks and everything else, and then there's like a, is there like this huge bash and a dance?
A dance, but I ain't dancing because I had to leave and, you know, be on the radio with you, which is a pretty good excuse because I'm not a good dancer anyway. So
you and I danced in the parking lot at the Hard Rock Stadium, and we were on Facebook Live dancing. A lot of people loved it.
Yes, but that was a different kind of dance under a different kind of circumstance. Okay,
yeah.
These guys, I actually, maybe I'll send you and you won't post it because you don't care. So I was in a tux and a bow tie, and this goes to charity. So they're raising a lot of money for Fields. Dan Towers, my buddy from Group 1001, spent $1.5 million as a match offer to get 44 fields in Oklahoma City up and running. And we got that Power of Sports show, which is a big deal. It's also capitalized.
I love that show. That's the show that you don't send me the episodes of to post on my app that you've been telling me you were going to send me for like the last 3 months. That, you mean that one?
That one. Yeah, the one. Right, the one that I sent you one of, and I don't think you opened it. But it's
a
great show.
I did open it. I'm going to punch you in the face. We're talking to Rick Caro, our sports business and legal insider. He was at the Cinderella Ball tonight in Oklahoma City. And now we're talking sports business. And we left off at the issue of sports gambling. Do you believe that because they heard the case where they had never even come close to listening the Supreme Court to the New Jersey betting case prior to this, the fact that they took the case and they've heard it, do you believe bodes well for the state of New Jersey to get sports betting?
Bow tie ball, not Cinderella bell ball. But that's okay. No problem. The Supreme Court will decide this case based on, I know people don't want to hear this, technical jurisdictional issues that have very little to do with gambling itself. They'll take into account the fact that it's going to open up all of the states to gambling that never would have happened before, especially Jersey. But they take these cases for reasons that are unrelated or unknown to you and me, and it's probably because they're going to try to solve a whole bunch of different things regarding jurisdiction and when the federal government steps in and when the state shouldn't, not just gambling. So, you know, don't read anything into them taking the case, but I do happen to think that the equities and the law is on Chris Christie's side, by the way, but what do I know?
I hope you're right. The PGA Tour is one of the most charitable organizations going, and thanks to the last-minute change to the developing tax bill, it can stay that way. Why is that?
Well, because the talking about the tax-exempt provisions relative to professional sports leagues and facilities and all was out of that bill, but it's now gone through committee. Who knows what's going to happen at the last minute before it gets signed? You probably will have the tax-exempt organizations like the PGA stay that way. You might have the stuff that requires the construction of facilities to use taxable bonds, which is a big number. They, you know, pay taxes on that stuff, and that may be changed, even though it was changed for the other side 30 years ago. So we're not sure what happens over the next week, so stay tuned.
How about these, Rick Caro with us on Sports Business, how about these these buyouts for these coaches when they fire them? It's unbelievable. Todd Graham, $12 million to leave Arizona. Bielma, $11.8 to leave Arkansas. Sumlin, $10.5 million. Jim Morris' buyout is still being negotiated. He could get $12 million. Nick Saban would get almost $27 million to leave Alabama. Swinney, $40 million to leave Clemson. I mean, you might as well get fired for those kind of payouts.
And you want to make sure you don't, and you want to make sure you don't quit. So, you know, when a coach has leverage going from one place to another, that's when these big deals are drafted by the lawyers, and that's the latest way to get the money. It's from the buyout deal, and it gives the coach the flexibility not to walk away. It also gives the school some pressure not to get poached, and so the sky is the limit, and $40 million is an awful lot of money to pay a professor in a school, even if he's running the number one program in the country.
So you're telling me that people aren't watching the NFL because it's become too violent? You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you there are some people that are. And so, you know, they're coming up with a whole lot of reasons why people aren't watching. And the illegal hits, the suspensions, and all of that. I've said from day one, it's not the question of people not watching. It's they're watching on different devices. And as soon as we figure out how to measure the eyeballs watching the iPhones versus the eyeballs watching the TVs, we're going to be better off.
What is Vladimir Putin saying about the Russians not going to South Korea? He's livid, isn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't like it. And he says that it's the worst punishment, like war, racism, genocide. It's bad. You know, I'm not sure about that, but everybody's talking about how the Russians who do pass the test can get to participate in the white flag as a neutral athlete. There's a lot of precedence for that. Syria did it. A lot of the other athletes have done that, but not at the scale of Russia. And so a little bit of a slap in the face, especially since the games are in the backyard, Korea, and then the games are in the backyard again, Tokyo, in the summer. So they've got to get the procedures right, because Putin can yell all he wants, but against the IOC, he has no strength.
But ticket sales are starting to pick up.
Yeah, it was 41%. Now it's 55%. You know, you're still about 4 minutes away from being blasted if there's a war. And a lot of the corporations are not going. Maybe the middle-level folks, but the CEOs and the marketing directors may be going to U.S. ski resorts and have hospitality by the networks there. More on that later, by the way. We're finding out exactly what the details are. We'll talk about that next week.
Is the is Kathy Carter going to get that job as U.S. soccer president?
That's what they're talking about. Hope Solo's entry in the race looks like a joke. There are a couple of other people who are bidding, but she's got all of the chops. She's got the marketing chops. She's worked with MLS. She's worked with Sunil Gulati and the international guys. But they got to get it done soon, by the way, because obviously – you know, Iceland went. A lot of other people qualified for the 18 World Cup, and the U.S. is staying home.
So I heard that the A's stadium plans have hit another snag.
We thought they did. Everybody was excited about a site. But let's remember that the site doesn't get the deal done. The funding gets the deal done. The teams push 35,000-seat ballpark downtown Oakland near Lake Merritt. The Community College District halted talks. They want more money out of it. There are other sites like near Laney College. But the bottom line is they're running out of time. The commissioner says this is the next big deal along with Tampa Bay's site, and they haven't got that deal yet.
Speaking of Tampa Bay, they got a new deal in place, it looks like, to keep the Lightning there for the next couple of decades.
Yeah, the good thing is they had a lease through 2027, but now they've decided to extend it another 10 years. They get more improvements, about $61 million. They use the hotel tax to pay for it. They've got a great team. They've got a great real estate development. And I'll tell you what, it gives you so much more stability when you know your team is in place for 30-plus years. It gets you to build some stuff and to generate tax revenue. So good for them and good for Hillsborough County.
So Mexico City's getting an NBA G League team?
Maybe Mexico City, maybe Monterrey. They're talking about pushing south of the border. Adam Silver, when he was down there last week, said the market is great. They're trying to align the G League teams with the 30 NBA teams. No matter what happens, look for one or maybe two Mexican G League teams next year.
All right, let's do the power of Sports 5. Tell me what Fanthropic is.
Yeah, it's a game-changing digital community. You get all the charitable folks together. You have a app that ties everybody together, tries to raise the money. For example, the Christmas Day experience when anybody can go to the games. They are trying to get people to spend money to go to these games. And according to Jared Snyder, who's the founder, the money goes to charity after the company gets a piece off the top. And they're using these great games or great events to try to raise money for charity.
How about Marshall, what they're doing for little kids at Christmas, the football team?
Yeah, kind of cool thing. They play Colorado State in the Mexico Bowl. They're giving away toys at Walmart. Everybody does that, but they're doing it bigger than ever. And a lot of these kids, according to Doc Holliday, the coach, knew that they needed this kind of stuff, and they're not getting it. And, of course, Marshall has had some real bad things happen to them. Remember the plane crash that wiped their guys out 40 years ago, and everybody helped them. Now they're trying to give back.
How about Lindsey Vonn? She basically got political, started talking bad about Trump, and then people actually expressed that they hope she breaks her neck skiing.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, listen, it's a bad time when people start using social media like that. And she hoped to represent the people of the U.S. And not the president, they said, although she didn't mention Donald Trump by name. And so people like Billie Jean King, Arthur Ashe, Colin Kaepernick, she says that she wants to be known like that. She also got hurt, and I would hope that had nothing to do with it. But, hey, it's a war out there, and social media is not helping.
Tech top five, what is Sue doing with Bitmoji?
Yeah, it's a, you know, arrival genie stuff. It's blend systems. Animated emojis look like they're users, and they secured a $3 million strategic funding help. They got Russell Westbrook involved in it as well as Joe Montana. This emoji stuff is really taking off, and you have the ability to get an emoji to look like you. What do you think? Would people pay for it?
I think so. What is Kevin Durant doing? He's watching like high school kids play and giving critiques.
Well, he's collaborating with Overtime. It's a company. He's getting these vignettes. He's commenting on a lot of their stuff. It will lead to him doing a little bit of coaching. He says, "I want to give back. I want to make these players even better." And it's a system, I guess, where you tape them, you send them in, and Kevin Durant tries to coach you. You know, the one thing he can't do is tell a guy to be 7'2".
I have Apple TV. What are they doing now with live sports?
Well, they have a free software which will allow the Apple 4K and Apple TV, the fourth generation, in order to easily discover content. They can identify the teams they want. They can queue up. The teams come on quickly. It includes all of the networks like Sirius and the NBA network on the radio side and the Apple TV app. They're connecting with the Amazon Prime Video app. The bottom line is they're doing a whole bunch of stuff to make it easier for the consumer, which means more people are going to buy into it.
We're on CBS Sports Radio's on Apple Music. It's very exciting. So, Rick, I'm out of here after tomorrow night, so there'll be no more updates in terms of our sports business segment until after, the week of the Clemson-Alabama game. We're back on January 1st, so that week we'll be back.
Good.
Here's to wishing you a Merry Pharrellmas and Happy New Year to you and yours and your family and daughters, and have a fantastic holiday down in lovely South Florida, where I'd rather be right now than this 5-degree crap place I live in.
Yes, sir. Of course. You too. Happy Pharrellvision or Pharrellness, and have a good 2 weeks, and we'll talk right after the first.
There he is, Rick Harrell, ladies and gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.